When worlds collide, art meets tech, thanks to Google. You too can paint like Van Gogh. All you need is a Google computer.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, this is something different. Alphabet's Google recently put on not a tech show, but an art show. A recent auction in San Francisco displayed works created by computers, work very reminiscent of Van Gogh, and there's an interesting new technology behind this. Here to fill us in is tech reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Wells. Welcome back, Georgia.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya.
So, Google's machine intelligence group in Seattle, who helped organize this big art event in San Francisco, can you first tell me about this group and about machine intelligence?
Yes. So, Google developed this software for Google Photos, where they could identify objects in your photos, whether they were sunsets or kitties or a car. And they used this technology called neural networks. And so these machine learning experts at Google trained their program by showing it all of these images to be able to identify different objects. And some artistically inclined people at Google came along and said, oh, like, if we turn this around, you know, ask these computers, what does a car look like? They realized that the computer programs could kind of hallucinate an image of a car, basically. This is a very anthropomorphized version of how these algorithms work.
Gotcha. No, it makes sense. Now, I'm curious, why did Google originally develop neural networks? The artwork is obviously was something that happened after the fact, but what was the original thinking there?
Well, so this was part of a broader effort around machine learning to have these computer programs that could become smarter over time. The more data you show the program, the better it becomes at identifying that object you're trying to sort out, or the better it becomes at identifying which language you're feeding the program, or identifying a whole host of types of stimulus. Okay. And so in this case, though, they wanted for to be able to tell what was in the photos that people were uploading to their Google Drive just so that people could sort their photos. Like, that was how it began, was if I look at my Google Drive of photos, can I tell where the images of sunset? And the programs would say, here are the photos you've taken of sunsets over the past year.
Very interesting. So the artists, and I'll put that in quotes because I guess they're kind of engineers or at least tech folk, they use four specific techniques. And I'm wondering if you can walk me through each of them. They're a little unique in their own way. Let's start with Deep Dream. What's that process?
So with Deep Dream, many of the artists would start by feeding the program a image of random gray kind of shapes. And Deep Dream, it would look at this sheet of random shapes and try and identify objects it saw in this randomness. And so it would come back and say, oh, I think I see a dog and a wine glass. And then the artist could say, yes, like the wine glass, yes. And then it would make the image again, but enhance the image of the wine glass. So Deep Dream, it could keep on running the process many, many times to enhance different images that the machine was identifying in this original randomness.
Okay.
With Fractal Deep Dream, it did the same thing, but it would produce the same objects that the artist chose to draw out of the image many, many times at different sizes to create these like fractal images of the objects. And then with class visualization, the person running the program would like choose to just zero in on a single image from the randomness to kind of enhance. And then style transfer, the person running the program would say, like, here's a self-portrait, say, but I would like to have it created mimicking another style, say, like, in the style of Van Gogh's Starry Night.
Because I'm looking at some of these pictures online, and it's kind of uncanny. And I understand that at this big event in San Francisco, this art auction, I should say, some high bids here. How much did some of it go for?
One piece of art went for $8,000, and the other large pieces went for between $2,000 and $8,000. And so this was like establishing for the first time a market for, you know, computer-created works that use neural networks.
And it's so interesting because the art and tech worlds don't usually collide or haven't. Why hadn't it up to this point, and what changed things?
So one of the theories is that because the tech industry is full of engineers who never studied the humanities, they never developed an appreciation for the art. But, you know, here we have a chance to see that math is related to art. Like, there's a math angle here. And so it was interesting to see, you know, the tech community coming out to support what was very much an art event.
Right. Very cool. It's very fascinating technology. Georgia, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Thank you, Tanya.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. You can check out all of our podcasts at WSJ.com/podcast. Look for us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and follow us on Twitter as well. We're at WSJ Podcasts. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.